And now it's time for Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland Trujillo. Pastor Roland has been helping people find answers and solutions to life and relationship issues for over 25 years. And now, here's your host, Pastor Roland.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. My name is Pastor Roland. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. I bid you welcome, and I'm going to get started right away because I don't have the luxury of a lot of time. This is like an infomercial. That's right, it's like an infomercial. What I have to sell is, something that's good for you, and it's free. Hey, it's free. It's free, but I have to sell it. Although I shouldn't have to sell it because it should be obvious. A lot of things should be very obvious. America has lost its way. And many, many people have lost their way. And other people kind of know that their life is messed up. And somehow they're missing the boat. Somehow they're making mistakes. They see it. They see the evidence of their mistakes in their life. Their poor relationship with their kids. Okay? Their ruined relationships. Their anger problems and all other kinds of issues and health problems and financial, you name it, okay? So something is wrong. And then just not a sense of psychic well-being, of emotional well-being. People feel anxious, nervous, uneasy, worried, fearful, unhappy. See? So something is wrong. Something is wrong, okay? Do I need to sell you on the fact that something is wrong? Now, animals, okay, are perfectly... See, an animal has everything that it needs. All it needs to do is find a little bit of food and it's happy, okay? But human beings, it seems like we are always looking for something. Another house, another partner. More education, another degree, a different job, another pill, another treatment, okay, something else, see? We think something else, when we add that other something else, then we'll be okay and we'll be completed. But what you find as you go through life is many of the things that you try, some of them are downright harmful, some of them are a mistake, others are a little bit helpful. But in the long run, they're not the answer, okay? What you need is the answer. What you need is the answer. Okay, so now you see, I want to give you the answer, okay? I want to give you the answer. But, okay, you've got to listen carefully and you have to be receptive. Okay, you might very well be receptive if you've hit rock bottom. Okay, when people hit rock bottom, they're finally open to listen to wise counsel. Before that, they don't want to listen. See, they think they know it, but people think they know it all. Or they're resentful toward other people and they reject everything. Or they're just plain resentful and then they reject what's good. Now, what you need, of course, is God. Now, a lot of people go to church. A lot of people go to church or they consider themselves to be spiritual people, or they read nice philosophy books, or Buddhist books, or Tai Chi books, philosophy books, nice poetry, okay, sing nice songs. Well, see, remember I said that an animal has everything that it needs, with the exception of a little bit of food. It has to have a little bit of food, but otherwise it has everything it needs to be perfectly happy. And likewise, human beings, you should have everything you need, with the exception, of course, you have to have a little bit of food and a roof over your head. But otherwise, you ought to be perfectly happy. Not necessarily content, but happy, okay? And if you're not, then you're missing something internal, okay? And you're not going to find it in the outside world, in the shape of another person or another pill or another degree or another job or another anything else.
like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Welcome back, everyone. My name is Pastor Roland. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. Now, I am a pastor. I do not have what they call a brick and mortar church. I don't have a big church building. I don't have any church building. I'm a pastor to people who are looking for answers, for the real thing, okay? For truth, for something a little bit extra, okay? A lot of people go to church, but something is still missing. Okay, a lot of people have tried all the different, they've tried yoga, they've tried New Age things, they've tried Buddhism, they've tried Christianity, they've tried everything, okay, and it's all nice, sounds good, is somewhat helpful, but it's more like palliative care. Something is still missing. I'd like to share my favorite verse from the Bible. Would you like to hear my favorite verse? Thus says the Lord, stand in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, wherein is the good way, and walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls. Thus says the Lord, stand in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, wherein is the good way, and walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls. That's Jeremiah 6, verse 16. Okay, there's something wholesome about the old paths, wherein is the good way. Okay, the old paths, wherein is the good way. Okay? So what you need is something good and something wholesome, okay, so that you won't need any more of the externality. So what you need is a relationship with the Creator. Let's put it that way. Now the problem, see, I'm not knocking church. See, I love, for example, listening to Christian radio. I love the Christian hymns. I love the Bible. Love all of those. But something has to come. There has to be something added first. First, there has to be the presence of God in your life. First, there has to be the presence of God. And then all the other things, see, can be added. What did Christ say? He said, put first the kingdom of God in his right way, and all other things will be added unto you. Okay? The place to look is within, not on the outside, but with inside. See, the problem with the outside things is they get in the way. If you have the relationship, if you have the rapport, see, if you have found the presence of God, then all these other things are helpful and you can be helpful. Okay, they're like adjuncts, or they're can be used properly. But if you do not have, okay, that first thing, then all of the other things can actually get in the way because they get you looking on the outside. For example, study gets in the study. See, you can't find you can't find God through study. Okay, you cannot study your way to God. If anything, studying will interfere with finding God, because study is hypnotic. It focuses you on the external word, see, on pages, on words. See, words are people have a problem with words. See, let me just say, I'm making the point that study can get in the way of finding God, and other people can get in the way, and their words can get in the way. They can all get in the way, because, for example, we have a problem with words, we humans. Have you ever noticed how sensitive you are to words? People say something to you and it can upset you, see, and can get you all upset and unhappy because of what they said. See, now why should that be? It shouldn't bother you. What other people say shouldn't bother you a bit. You see what I mean? So because of our sensitivity to words and our problem with words and the way people who have used words in the past to trick us and fool us and motivate us and everything else, okay, it might be best to set words aside for a little while and focus on finding a relationship, see, that's beyond words. You got to get beyond words, beyond the cage of words, okay, and find God. And that's why I can help you, see, and then your religion will come alive, and then you'll enjoy your Christian radio and your church service and your Bible and your all these things. You'll enjoy them even more. They'll come alive for you. Okay? So let's talk about that after this important announcement. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. Welcome back, everybody. My name is Pastor Roland. So now you see why I'm here. I'm here to help people. I do this as a labor of love. I don't make any money doing this. I don't make any money. I've been doing this for over 25 years, and I basically use my own money to buy the airtime on the radio and to buy the internet time. A few people help a little bit. But most of the money I pay myself. So here I am. Okay? So you ought to say, now wait a minute, now here's a person who's spending his own money, and I'm a poor person. Okay? I'm not a rich person at all. I mean, I have many wonderful blessings, but I mean financially I'm poor. So that should cause you to say, now wait a minute, now here's a person who doesn't make a salary, doesn't make any money at it, and yet here he is, see, opening up his heart and talking to people to try to help them. See, so that you ought to at least take note of that. Okay? So I have some credibility. So what you need is a relationship with God. Okay? That's what I was saying. You need a relationship with God. That's what you need. and a beautiful passage from Jeremiah, stand in the ways. In other words, stand what God is saying. It said, thus says the Lord. In other words, through Jeremiah, God is speaking, and thus says the Lord. He says, stand in the ways. In other words, stand in the crossroads and see and ask for the old paths. Okay, the old ones, not the new social experimentation. See, not the new theories, not the new strange things, but the old paths, the tried and true paths, okay? The wholesome paths, wherein is the good way, and you will find rest for your souls, okay? So, God established these, see, God established these old paths, okay? And he sent Christ to help us, okay? And so now, after Christ has come, it's actually not hard at all. Not hard at all. But you have to step across. See, you have to step across a line that's in the present. You have to step across that line in the present, in the here and now, in reality. You can't find God down in your imagination, or in a book, or in a building, or in some other person, no matter how clever they may be or how many degrees they may have. They're more likely to just lead you astray and some lead you away from the old paths. See, Christ says, so Christ said, go in your room and close the door. See, and commune with God privately. Now, how are you going to do that? Okay? See, it's an inside thing. See, it's magic. It's magic. Have you ever wondered how you can, for example, you can get a magnet, move it around a little bit, okay? Then put a wire next to it, and you'll see a current. There's some kind of an electric field that forms when you in a magnetic field changing with time. And there it is, out of nowhere. See, it appears out of nowhere like magic. Okay? Well, you need to find that magic in the present moment. You know, not going and getting a degree so you can find it 4 years from now. You're more likely not to find it. Because by that time you have lost all your common sense and your intuition through studying too much. You find it right now. Okay, so how are you going to find it? Somebody wrote to me, sent me a question. I had this really neat feature. Oh, incidentally, let me just mention a couple of things. First of all, I'm only here like 15 minutes once a week. So this is a very short infomercial. Southern California folks are people that go to listen to the program on the internet. You get half an hour, so that's half an hour. And there's a lot of ground to cover. So basically what I'm saying is, hear what I'm saying, say, yes, Roland, yes, I need something. And then go to my website, then start checking out the resources that I have. Hello, everybody. I happen to believe that the meditation exercise is the key to a stress-free, centered way of living. And I'd like to help you get started. A lot of people would love to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation to listen to at home or to take with them in the car. And so if you'd like to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Either one will work just fine. As a special offer, I will also send you two free ebooks when you order the meditation CD. To receive the meditation CD by mail and two free ebooks, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Yes, the meditation is very, very nice. It's a very beautiful meditation. I have several of them. two of them are free, completely free. The one you just heard about, yeah, there's a small charge for that one, but it's lengthy. There's a lot of good stuff in it, and you also get two free ebooks with it. So you get a lot. You get a lot. But you can use a free one. I don't want anybody to say, oh, he's just trying to make money. No, it's free. You can use a free one. Okay, you can use the free one. Well, what's the purpose of the meditation? Okay, so remember I said what you need is God. Okay? Which you know that. You know that. Okay? You need God. Now, there may have been a couple of times in your life when you messed up really, really bad, okay? And then you cried out and you cleaned up your act for a while. You sobered up. You realized that you were messing up. And so you sobered up, okay, and started to walk properly. But what happened? Before long, you started to fall back into your old ways again, okay? Well, you need a way that you can make the connection with God and then not lose it. Just have it, okay, forever. So you can get better and better and quit falling off the wagon, going back to your old ways. So you don't want to do that. How many people? And they clean up from drugs, and before you know it, they're back again. So what is it that interferes with finding and staying close to God? The first thing is being lost in your thinking. Most people are lost between their ears, okay? Down in your thinking. That's where you hide from reality, so you don't have to see what a failure you are in reality. So thinking interferes with finding God. Being lost in your imagination, see? Lost in fantasy. Okay, those interfere. Lost in video games, lost in texting, lost in music. All these externalities are hypnotic, and they pull you away from the presence of God. Okay? They pull you away from the presence in the present. Now, some people have found the presence in the present. Wasn't it Brother Lawrence wrote a book called Practicing the Presence of God? Okay? People like Madame Guyon, Miguel Molinos, Thomas A. Kempis, Teresa of Avila. See, these people, they tried to help you. They talked about finding the presence of God. There have been many other spiritual writers. Okay, they say they seem to have found something, and they're trying to help you find it too, but it's not easy for them for various reasons, mainly because you're not amenable to, what else blocks you from finding God? Resentment, resenting other people, and judgment, judging and resenting other people, especially those close to you, your mom, your dad, your husband, your wife, see? Resentment blocks you from God, okay? Anger blocks you from God. So now you see, if you're lost in your thinking, lost in thinking or fantasy, lost in video games or lost in music or lost in work or lost in your drugs or in your alcohol or in your partying, see? Or lost in study, okay? And then you're angry at someone and you resent someone, then that's going to pretty much block you. But luckily, God will still extend his hand in the form of conscience, trying to call you back. But most people slip into they slip away from reality so quickly, see, that you need some kind of help. That's what the meditation is for. Meditation helps you. Helps you to become anchored in the present. You hear the birds singing. You're a little bit closer to God, okay? And then in that receptive state, see, where you're not lost in music and you're not lost in imagination, see, you're temporarily available to receive some light from God, okay? And a little bit of light gets through the crack of your infidelity, and then it gets inside, and then it starts to help you to get better. It's that simple. So, if you are ready to, if you'd like to return to God, okay, and you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, and you're willing to admit some things. Now, the other thing that blocks us from God, what is it? It's our ego, your pride, your stubborn pride. Wanting to play God, and not wanting to admit you're wrong. See, and the devil takes advantage of that. He takes advantage of the fact that you don't want to admit you're wrong. And he will use that as a lever, as a wedge, to keep you from God forever. Don't let that happen. Don't let that happen. Soften your heart. Be willing to admit you're wrong when you see that you're wrong. Get the meditation. Start coming back to your Creator. Hello, this is Pastor Roland. I love getting letters. I just love getting letters from people. Your comments, your questions, your thoughts about the program, about life. Also, if you'd like one of my books personally autographed and inscribed to you, that's for a generous donation of any amount. Send me a letter, tell me what you'd like, and then I will send it to you and personally inscribe it to you. The address is Roland Trujillo, R-O-L-A-N-D, 1564A Fitzgerald Drive, that's 1564A Fitzgerald Drive, number 217, Pinole, California, P-I-N-O-L-E, Pinole, California, 94564. You can also send me an email. Send your email to talktoapastor@yahoo.com. That's talktoapastor@yahoo.com. I look forward to hearing from you. All my dear listeners who are only getting a 15-minute program once a week, I'm not very good at making these infomercials because I tend to go in to expand upon things, okay? It's like a flow and I expand upon things. So basically what you're going to have to do is go to my website, listen to the 30-minute program, check out the meditations and some of the resources because they can help you to come back into the present, where the presence is, and find the presence of God where He can help you, okay? He will help you. It's what you need. You need His help, okay? My name is Roland. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland. Now you can listen to Pastor Roland anytime by logging on to www.talktoapastor.org. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is talktoapastor.org. Please remember that Pastor Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.